Welcome to Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C, where we listen and learn God's great story. Today, the story of Deborah. For 20 years, the Israelites had been slaves of a foreign king. This King Jabin and his army commander Sisera treated the Israelites very badly, but then the Lord sent Deborah to rescue the Israelites.
Deborah, you have served me well as a judge for the Israelites. You have been wise in deciding their problems. Now, I have another task for you. Call the man Barak to come see you and tell him my words.
Yes, Lord, I will do as you have asked.
Deborah obeys God and sends for Barak.
Barak, the Lord, the God of Israel, is giving you a command. He says you must take 10,000 men with you and go to Mount Taborah. The Lord will draw Sisera into a trap. The Lord will bring him, his 900 chariots, and his troops to a river, and there the Lord will hand him over to you.
But Deborah, Sisera and his troops are much stronger than the Israelites. We don't have 900 chariots. If you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go.
All right, I'll go with you, but because of the way you are doing this, you won't receive any reward. The Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman.
All right, I'll get the men.
Barak assembles the men and reports back to Deborah.
We are ready to fight, Deborah.
Go. Today the Lord will hand Sisera over to you. Hasn't the Lord gone ahead of you?
My men and I will go now to fight Sisera for the Lord.
As Barak and his soldiers marched towards Sisera's army, something surprising happens.
Look, Sisera's chariots and the men are scattering. Chase the men! Sisera has left his own chariots. He is running away on foot. He can't get far without his chariots. Find him!
Barak chases Sisera, and in his search, he sees a woman in front of her tent.
You there, by the tent, who are you?
I'm Joel, the wife of Hebra, the Canaanite, a brother-in-law of Moses. Come in my tent, I'll show you the man you're looking for.
Do you know who this man is? He is the commander of the army who has enslaved the Israelites for 20 years. You have killed Sisera, the enemy of the Lord, an enemy of Israel.
When Deborah hears that Sisera is dead, she leads the Israelite celebration.
Praise the Lord! Kings came and fought the kings of Canaan. Fought, but they didn't carry anything away. From the heavens, the stars fought from the sky. They fought against Sisera. The hooves of the horse pounded like thunder. The powerful horse of our enemies went away. May Joel be the most blessed woman of all. Lord, may all your enemies be destroyed, but may those who love you be like the morning sun. Praise the Lord.
Kids, I hope you enjoyed our story, but now we're just going to do a little bit of a reflection on what we learned. Throughout Israel's history, God showed the people of Israel that they could trust him, even in what seemed like hopeless situations. He showed his faithfulness time and time again. God called leaders for his people who would trust and obey him. In this story, Israel's small army was facing a terrifying enemy that seemed too big to defeat, and Israel's general Barak was too afraid to trust God's word and follow his directions. Deborah, however, remembered God's power and faithfulness and obeyed him. Because Deborah listened to God and obeyed his commands, Israel was freed from slavery. All right, kids, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to tune in next week for another story. Bye.
Every single week, let your mommy and dad